This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. As a boy growing up in Carthage, North Carolina, Lucas Meacham saw himself becoming an architect or working in landscaping like the men who helped raise him. But then he caught the showbiz bug. It was karaoke. Stepped onto that stage, felt the immediate gratification of a live audience and the joy that music brought to people. So we spent a lot of time singing at karaoke bars and went on to win a Grammy for Best Opera Recording. Oh, I'm very serious. He really did go from karaoke to opera, and yes, really did win a Grammy. It was for his performance as Figaro in Ghosts of Versailles in 2016, I should say. Lucas Meacham is back in his home state. This is the last day of his stint as an artist in residence at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Lucas Meacham is with me now. Welcome. Good to have you here.
I'm so happy to be home, Frank.
It's great to have you here. Joining him on piano is Irina Meacham, a pianist, opera coach, and Lucas's wife. Nice to have you here as well.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk more about this. Take us back to growing up in Carthage, because I understand that you really did have a very different career path laid out for yourself early on, right?
Yeah, if the career path was not having a clue about anything, then that was my path, because it really was that. But I tell you what sort of solidified me is that I love to sing. I loved to hum. I was whistling all the time, almost to an annoying factor to everyone that was around me. So that really galvanized me in the direction of sort of loving art and music. And it was really just the seed that got planted in the beginning of my life.
Propelled by karaoke. Tell us about that first encounter.
Well, there were a lot of karaoke encounters for me, I have to say. But honestly, it all boiled down to the love of music. Really, when it came down to it, the joie de musique, it was just something that made me happy. And when I felt the energy from the crowd and I felt them cheer, it gave me a lot of confidence. Because growing up, I wasn't always the most confident guy. I had acne, my teeth were crooked, and I was a little overweight. And I mean, at the same time, I was also the student body president at my high school. So I was a popular guy, but on the inside, I needed that little burst, just like a lot of people, I'd say, would feel that way, that in some parts of their life, they don't feel fully confident. So that's really what music gave me, that what singing gave to me, is that confidence to rise above any sort of self-doubt and just go out there and show what you can do.
You did it, and you did it with karaoke, and to great acclaim. People liked you a lot, but that's popular music, right?
Yeah, it's mostly totally popular music. It's stuff you'd sing along to the radio with.
Well, and you do. So, and you feel this great, as you say, joie de musique. So, but why not start a band? Why not be a singer? You went on to study voice.
Honestly, it was opportunity. Mm. I grew up in a very small town in Carthage, North Carolina. Okay, so the paved road ended and the dirt road began, and at the end of that dirt road is where my house was. So, I mean, we loved it there. We loved living on the land and just having a lot of acreage and just being able to run around and do whatever you want. But at the same time, the amount of opportunities to become an R&B superstar were kind of few and far between where I grew up. So I just sort of got a small start in choirs and in church, and then went on to college. And I was a vocal performance major at all three schools that I attended, and I just kept trying to be the best me I could be as a singer.
Well, let's see how that turned out. Will you do a song for us now?
I'd love to. This is Figaro's entrance aria from The Barber of Seville, and you'll recognize this from a very famous cartoon.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. Figaro, 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 Figaro. Ahimè, che furia, ahimè, che folla, uno alla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, per carità. Figaro. Son qua, Figaro, son qua, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù, pronto prontissimo, son come fumene, sono effettato nella città, dalla città, dalla città, dalla città, dalla città. Abra figaro, brava bravissimo, abra figaro, brava bravissimo, a ti fortuna, a ti fortuna, a ti fortuna, non me chiera, la 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 la, a ti fortuna, a ti fortuna, a ti fortuna, non me chiera, sono effettatum della città, sono effettatum della città, della città, della città.
Largo al Factorum, sung by baritone Lucas Meacham, his signature role. You know what? Right now, Mel Blanc is rolling over in his grave.
You know he is. You know he is.
Yeah, I could never do that, Mel Blanc says. That's amazing. It's so wonderful to hear that and so powerful. Is it when, you know, we talked about singing popular music and you just love to sing. Is it all the same to you, or when you have this sort of more formal and a trained voice now, you've been through much more than those first karaoke days, do you approach singing in a different way at all?
You know, I do. I approach it after, you know, 20 years of study in a very different way. But when you end up reaching the end of the line or the path where you're like, wow, I'm a really good opera singer, you realize it all started in the beginning, that you kind of just need to sing naturally. Pavarotti, the great Italian tenor, says, when asked, how do you do what you do? How do you sing? He says, I breathe, I sing. And it's really that simple. So you learn all this information in order to just shut up and perform.
To be the best, to be who you really are. And that that's a journey. Well, is it over? I mean, does it end? Or what do you do then to keep yourself interested if you've gotten to this point? You won a Grammy, for goodness sake.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm just beginning every day I wake up. And I think it's important for an artist to feel that way in a lot of ways. I'm of the opinion that if you think you've perfected your craft, there's only one direction to go with your craft, and that's down. So I'm constantly a student of voice, I'm a student of opera, and I'm a student of the arts. And I take from my life and from everything I experience, from books, and I apply that to my art to make myself better than the day before.
And I should have mentioned that after the end of that piece, of course, your wife is on piano, Irina Meacham, and the two of you are going to perform a recital at Sunrise Theater in Southern Pines on Monday at 8 o'clock, and we've got that at our website, stateofthings.org. How did you meet?
We met a few years ago in Minneapolis, and he was singing Barbara Seville, actually,
yeah,
and I was his rehearsal pianist. So we met on the job, and it was very professional at the beginning. And I helped him, I would coach him, and especially through romantic Italian opera, that's where our love really flourished.
All right, I tell you what, let's do a song now, because I want to hear more about that.
Yeah.
About how that, how that coaching went.
We can tell you all about it.
Earmuffs, audience, earmuffs.
Would you do another one for us right now, though?
Of course. This is Shenandoah, an arrangement by a dear friend of mine, Steve White. Steve, thank you for sending me this piece.
Shenandoah, I long to see you and hear your rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away. I'm bound away. Across the wide Missouri, oh Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Away, you rolling river, oh Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Away, I'm bound away, across the wide Missouri. A
Grammy Award-winning singer Lucas Meacham. On the piano, his wife Irina Meacham. They will hold a recital Monday at 8 o'clock, Sunrise Theater in Southern Pines. Just beautiful. Utterly beautiful.
Thank you.
Irina, but talk more about this. I mean, we can joke a little bit about the romance that develops as you teach Romantic Italian, I think it was. But how do you, when you coach like this, what does that mean for you? What does it mean to coach somebody like Lucas?
Well, at the time, I was just impressed by him as an artist, and to make music with him now is the most gratifying experience I have. He's not only the most influential person in my music making, but my favorite person in the world.
Well said. How does that work in terms, I mean, you even mentioned, Lucas, the fact that a friend had arranged this particular very familiar song. What about those arrangements? I mean, a lot of the canon is already done. There's not much you can do with that. Is it kind of nice to be able to play around with arrangements?
It is nice to play around, but I love science and I love music. So I find with art, the same as science, somebody comes through and breaks the mold every now and again. And with art, it's the same way. I love it when a friend of mine is especially involved in my music making, when he wrote such a beautiful arrangement of this Shenandoah. And so to be able to perform that is just, I mean, it's like I'm taking my friends with me everywhere I go. And that's important for someone that travels 10 months out of the year.
You talked about this upcoming recital. You're going to be at the, I didn't mention this, but you're going to be at the Sunrise Theater in Southern Pines on Monday at 8 o'clock. And you said that at that recital, you're trying to take the audience on a journey with you. Tell us more about that.
Well, the journey I'm taking them on is one from kind of my beginnings in Moore County, North Carolina. 10 minutes from where I'm giving the recital is where I grew up. And so the first set of the pieces that I'm singing is a sort of Americana, and then we move on to arias that represented large sort of stepping stones in my career. And one of which, just a quick story about karaoke. I was in Germany, and I had a job that I was doing, an opera. I had 12 performances, and all of a sudden, the first day, they end up canceling all the shows except for three, and I'm in Europe for the first time in my life with 2 months of paid vacation, basically. So I traveled to Paris, and I end up singing that evening karaoke in Paris with some friends that eventually morphed into those friends recommending me for the biggest break I had in my opera career, which was at the Chicago Lyric Opera. And the question was, Susan Graham, who do we hire to do this? Because the baritone is canceled on us. And she says, you know, I just heard a guy in Paris. He was really good. His name's Lucas Meacham. Oh, great. What did you hear him sing? She thought for a second and said, American Contemporary. And he brought the house down.
Because they were in a karaoke bar, too.
Exactly.
But that's amazing that these opera singers were at the in this karaoke setting. They heard you sing, and then that's
yes.
Really,
well, I was visiting some opera friends, yeah, and it really was kind of the who's who of opera now. That was, you know, this was 12 years ago. So
did they sing too? Did they get up and?
Well, we all sang. There was, of course. Oh my God, they're opera singers. There wasn't a quiet mouth in the room.
But you used to win a lot of money, too, right?
As a matter of fact, it did put me through a little bit of college. I'd find karaoke competitions sort of along the way in the Southeast, and I would drive to them, and I would bring an instrument with me and sing a particular song, and 9 times out of 10, I'd leave with money.
Do you, be like a hustler. Will you go in and say, I wonder if I can have a place in your thing? And then,
yeah, it was kind of like a pool shark, except instead of a pool stick, bringing my pool stick with me, I brought my voice.
Tell you what, maybe you're going to do that song for us right now on the way out. Is that the one?
Absolutely.
That's the one. Okay. Well, let me tell everybody. You know, I want to give you a chance to do that and set it up for us, too. But Lucas Meacham, Grammy Award winning baritone, joined by his wife, Irina Meacham, pianist and opera coach. The two will perform a recital at Sunrise Theater Southern Pines on Monday at 8 o'clock. You can find out all about it at our website, stateofthings.org. It's a program brought to you by North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow, Lucas Meacham.
Thank you so much. This next piece, if you don't know it, you've been living under a rock for the last 30 years. It's a pretty good crown for a Friday, and Frank Stachow's given me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la 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 di di da. La la di di da da da. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight, for we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all.